Chapter 14. Every pony seems to be talking at once, Scootaloo thought. Twilight and her friends sat at their thrones around the map table in the Castle of Friendship, arguing and recounting their horrific experiences with the Olden Pony. Lily Moon, Amber Moon, and the Crusaders stood nearby, waiting to get a word in edgewise. Finally, Twilight Sparkle raised her hooves to interrupt the cacophony. "And the reason this ghost story became real is because your father is growing especially powerful fear ferns," Twilight asked, fixing her eyes on Amber Moon and Lily Moon. Scootaloo squirmed for them. She'd been in trouble enough times to know how intense Twilight's gaze could be. "First the Bogle, then the Werepony, now this. I'm not sure I like how much dangerous magic seems to be coming from your family's house," Twilight frowned.
"It wasn't our father's plant. He's just watching it for a friend," Lily Moon said quickly.
Scootaloo blinked. Lily Moon was lying. It was just a small lie, but why? The other Crusaders glanced at Scootaloo. They'd noticed too. "Whatever the case, we need to stop this fear before it gets any stronger," Twilight said. She thought for a moment. "The Olden Pony keeps asking for her rusty horseshoe. Maybe we could try just giving her what she wants," she suggested.
"I already tried that. It didn't work. She just knocked it aside and kept chasing us," Scootaloo explained. "But I think I may have another idea."
Twilight nodded for Scootaloo to continue. She felt a little nervous, laying out her plan to the bravest ponies in Equestria, but she cleared her throat and went for it.
"We'll need every pony in town to help. Hopefully that'll be enough to cover the ones I accidentally touched in Canterlot too."
Scootaloo looked around the room as she explained.
"Spooky things aren't as scary when you understand them. And I think the Olden Pony just needs understanding and friendship."
The others looked at her, waiting for her to go on.
"So I thought we could all welcome her as our new friend," Scootaloo finished lamely.
"That's it. That's your plan?" Rainbow Dash asked in disbelief.
"It does seem rather simplistic,"
Rarity chimed in, and suddenly all the ponies were talking over one another again.
"Hey!"
Sweetie Belle yelled. The older ponies fell silent. Scootaloo was just as shocked as they were. She hadn't known such a loud noise could come out of Sweetie Belle.
"You didn't believe us when we tried to tell you about the Timberwolf either. Well, this time, you'd better listen, or we'll all be in even worse trouble. I mean, please,"
Sweetie Belle added politely.
"Sweetie Belle has a point," Twilight said dryly. "We did promise to listen to you fillies in the future, and I agree that friendship is stronger than fear. What do you need from us, Scootaloo?"